You are listening to BensTorah.com.
When Bilam gives his brachis, Shadul Klolos, so he describes Klal Yisrael like an ari, like a lion. Rashi says over there, Klal Yisrael, when they get up, the choitvin mitzvahs, they get up so stark, they grab onto mitzvahs, they put on tzitzis, talis, they say krishma, and they put on tefillin. That's what Rashi says from Chazal, that that's the things they do. And the question is that l'chair it seems out of order, the way Rashi says it. The choitvin mitzvahs, they put on tzitzis, talis, let's say, they put on what do you call it? They say krishma and they put tefillin. So two things. Is which comes first? Tzitzis or tefillin? The Beis Yosef brings a machlekes rishayim. The pashtus is you should put on tefillin first. Because it's tadir. So this is a whole shah on the Beis Yosef. Shagasai's taina is that the chiyuv of tzitzis is not a chiyuv. It's only if you're wearing a beged. Tadir sheina tadir means, let's say, benching, right? What do you do more? You bench more or you say krishma more? Depends who you ask, right? Most of us probably say krishma, hopefully. Say krishma more. Hopefully not only because of krishma, because you're eating too much bread if you're benching three times a day, right? They say it's not good for you nowadays. But the old Europeans ate three times a day. That's all they ate, basically. So that doesn't make it more common. That makes it more common, but you're not mechuyev. So Memele, Shagasai says you should put on tefillin first, because tefillin you're mechuyev to do. So in Shulchan Aruch you'll see, Acha Shalavash Talas Matzitz, which is what the Beis Yosef brings. Beis Yosef brings machlokes rishayim about this. Yaniach tefillin Shemailin B'Kodesh. Pelet D'Gazach. When did we ever hear of Gong? Mailin B'Kodesh is a din in what? You'll look at the Mishnah Berurah, and once you'll tell me what it says over there, you'll know what you're doing, okay? Look at the Bir Halach at the beginning of Simcha Fei. Amar Ula, Kol HaKoyre Krishma B'Loi Tefillin Ki'ilu Meid Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmai. Lishnamali means under Rabbeinu Shalaylam. He's being made Eidus under Rabbeinu Shalaylam. He's saying Krishma and he doesn't put on Tefillin. Amar Abchia Ba'abam Rebiyachin Ki'ilu Hikav Oila B'Loi Mincha Zevach B'Loi Nasachim. Like he brought a Oila without a Mincha that you're mechuyev to bring with the oil of mincha and the zevach and the sochem, yaina misnasakam is beach, and so forth. Rashi goes into why she said it specifically in that way. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. So this is a kasha that they ask, and the Beis Yitzchak, I don't know if he's the first, but you do the kavart from the Choyza Melublin, Chassidish Rebbe, as we know. Choyza Melublin said that there's a big difference between the two Lashanis and the Gemara. In the first lashon, Kilu made it Eidus Sheker. He's saying Kshatim Lais, and you're not wearing tefillin. The second one says it's like you brought a carbon without a mincha, carbon without a nesachim. The Gemara says in Temura that a person can bring a carbon and bring the nesachim 10 days later. It doesn't have to be at the same time. So the Chayza said that the difference is that the second lashon gives you a right to say krishma and then put on the tefillin later, and that's the reason that. That chassidim who daven late, in those days you said daven late, it's a problem. Nowadays krishma is very early, so you have to make sure you say krishma first. So we'll see. So you say krishma without tefillin. He says that's, in other words, is a pussy mechuyev to make sure that he's saying krishma with tefillin. We'll talk about that later. The Meila, the Chayza said that according to this lashon of the Gemara, you could say krishma and then put on the tefillin later. The Eidus Sheker is only, Zevach B'la Mincha is only if you don't bring it, but if you bring it later, you put on tefillin later. It's alright. That's what the Chayza said. And the Beis Yitzchak, when they asked him this question, he said that's what Rashi's also alluding to. The Beis Yitzchak, the big goyin of Kivegas and Orenikol, he said that's what Rashi's alluding to too. They could put on the tefillin after the krishma. He goes, a lot of pulpulim, kedarkoi, maybe it's talk about a person wakes up early. Let's take a look where it says, Alfatsi Zuta. Ama Ula. Call a kairik krishma b'loit tefillin k'ilu made eidus sheker ba'atzmai. Im yeshlo, if he has a fila dekriya lo yotze p'sach, meridik achidish, that he did something wrong, the constant, it's meridik achidish. Aval tzitzis, what about tzitzis? We'll see a magen of ram. Aval tzitzis lo ifsikalei, didn't I say have tzitzis? Because the bedal kanfis talya milsa. That depends if you're, because that depends if you're wearing a four-cornered baggage. If you're not wearing a four-cornered baggage, okay. But if you're wearing a four-cornered baggage, it's mashma, it is an issa, which is, it's more than just an issa of saying Krishna without tzitzis, it's an issa to wear a baggage without tzitzis. But he says that's why it is, you don't find it. V'rabchir ba'abba, now the Rif himself quotes the next one, Rabbi Yechanan, ki ilu hikav toyde b'lomincha zeva b'nasofa. Okay, the kofel adimyan. Why did he say two things? Shtei tefillin shel reish shel yad. This is the Ramam Pano himself eating, which is usually just brings the kits of the riff, right? The is blei beged shadav for kara b'loy tzitz afan namakilu kavayi lebanon nesachem. Ubekulam the Rabbi Yechanan, who's the second man d'amar yotze yedei kriya shari adam mevi karbonas ayoyim v'nesachem acha esrim yoyim. You can bring it later. Himami says the Chosim Bulin Zvart. I mean, my Shred Drum says, this of, you do the Kavart from the Chosim Bulin. In other words, Ramam Pana is saying, the Rif is not a gadda to say for. He doesn't bring all kinds. The Gemara says you should put on tefillin without, you shouldn't say Krishna without tefillin. But to go ahead, to two members, all right, sounds like gadda to nice things, it's Odimian. What's the Rif bringing down the second mandomer? So the Ramam Pana learned he's bringing it la'alacha. Hachanami meniach tzitzis tefillin achasho vein chayz, which the tzitzis is a pelah, because what do you mean? He can put on the tzitzis later on. He's got a beggar of tzitzis, a beggar of four corners. But that's a problem. But tefillin achasho vein chayz halacha kerab yechin. That's what he's saying. That the Ramam Pana, that the Rif brought down the second shita to tell you that you can go ahead and put on the tefillin later. In other words, if a person, let's say by us, the Chassidim, they used to learn, I'm talking about the real old fashioned Chassidim. The Ger Rebbe changed it, by the Ger Chassidim, the Ger Rebbe changed it. So they asked him, but you know, before that, he says, when you used to, Chassidim, they used to go ahead, he said a few Mishalim, but let's leave that right now. He says they prepared themselves, right? So you prepare yourself, you have a good kugel at the end, but if you're not really preparing yourself as much, then, he says, I think his mushroom was that if you have a potato kugel or something, I don't remember which is the mushroom, maybe Sam, maybe you remember which. He says, if you and it doesn't get cooked well, it's not good, it's raw potatoes. But if you have a lakshan kugel, all right, so at least you have some raisins, some sweet things, some that they put in. So even though it doesn't get cooked too well, or is he saying, if you don't cook yourself well before davening, you know, you learn a lot. But Chassidim, it's known. The Chassidim who did these type of things, Avadar, they were makbid on Zman Krishma, it's ridiculous. People think that they used to daven very late. Right? The Belzerov, who davened unbelievably late, Avadar was makbid on Krishma all the time. But so what about putting on tefillin? Satmarov had stomach problems. He'd take him hours to prepare. But Avadar said Krishma beforehand. So by us, I guess if you wake up a little late, and you should look at the clock now because it's pretty early now. Right, you have a 9:30 minyan. I heard in the neighborhood, it's late. There's Zman Krishma now is nine. Started was nine. Now it's getting a little later, 9:15, whatever. So all right. So according to this, you could put on the tefillin later. That's what he's saying. If you're really stuck, we'll see. But anyway, that's the Alfasi Zut. In the Chassam Sefer Siddur, it says that the Chassam Sefer did not daven Ma'ariv early. He davened Shmonesa early. But he didn't say Birkas Krishma with them. He would say it later on. The problem was, either you say Brachas on Krishma and you're not Yetzir Krishma. We hold that you don't say Krishma, you say Krishma later. So therefore, Rabbi Goyin said to do the opposite, and Smich Zvulut feel is not that important, night, whatever it is. But the Chassam Sefer in Siddur, it says in his Anhagas, that he said if you say Krishma early, you're saying Krishma without putting on tefillin. And that you can't do, which is a pella. Meaning he's saying is, even if you're not yaitza the mitzvah of Krishma, right, you still, if you're saying the words of Krishma, which I don't know, means the guy's doing shnayim mikra v'chatagam, he has to put on tefillin, achleis nish, right? But you have to put on tefillin. That's what he says.
Doesn't the Gemara give an example that if someone is in the mikvah, and he gives man a mikvah?
Very good. So the Beis Yitzchak himself, he asks it, he brings, I think, from even before him, that the ask have a safe trip out. Siyatova. But anyway, Koponim, he asks that the Gemara says that he's running out of the mikvah to make Netzachama, What about tefillin? So he goes into this debate. So maybe it's talk about Shabbos. Maybe I have to go to mikvah on Shabbos. Maybe it's talk about because he wants to be yotzer kvasikin, and if he's going to put on tefillin, it's very different. It's going to get wet. He goes into this type of thing. It's a good point, but you could say it's all about Shabbos. Let's say, but by kuponim, so Chassam Sefer says that when Chassam Sefer put on tefillin, Rabbein Tam, he did put on tefillin Rabbein Tam. Fuck, I there was a fellow here who was an einikel of the Chassam Sefer, and he was interesting. The Chassam Sefer said all his tzitzim will be from. It's known that he said all his tzitzim will be from. There was a fellow here who was an einikel from the Chassam. I'm not going to say his name. He was a maishir, and he became a Baal Tshuva. He was not from, and he became a Baal Tshuva. It's an unbelievable thing. And when he wanted to get new tefillin, so he said, "Should I get a Rizal or Beis Yosef?" I said, "I don't know. You have to do Chassam Sefer's Minhagim." It seems as though it's not clear what the Chassam Sefer did as far as that. Because on one hand, he was a Talmud of Nelson Adler, who did many things like Kapi Kabbalah. So he would use the Rizals. I don't know. It seems to be clear. But he put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, right? And it says over there, what's the meaning? Those who put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam say Krishma, right? To be Yaitz, Krishma with tefillin on. He didn't want it because he said, since the Iker halacha is like Rashi, you're saying Krishma without tefillin. How full did that? One is to say that the Ritum Rabbein Tam is really not tefillin, it's just a chumrah. But how can you say Krishma? So if you see, obviously, he held that the Pshat and the Gemara has nothing to do with the mitzvah, it has to do with saying Krishma and not putting on tefillin. I mean, it's made a disheker. That's one thing. Mishabur and Simon Mem Vav.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It says, it talks about whether you can say Tachanunim before beer, Kasatar, and so forth. Then it says like this: Toiv Loima Beshachris, knows when you say in Karbonis, Achash Maisol, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elohim Lavid. This is a base Yosef, the tour actually. Kilafamim Shoyin Im Krishma Lakhois Yibra. I'm sorry, page 115, those. Memvav, the end of Memvav, Mamish the last, the Ramah. He quotes, it's like this: when we say Shema Yisrael in Karbonis, Toiv Loima B'Shachas Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloi Levayed. Why? Because it seems without Baruch Shem, you're really not Yetzir Krishma, you're not Mechavet to Krishma. It's only to say Baruch Shem Kvoid. Ki Lefamim Shoyim Im Krishma Lekreisa Shelo Bizmana V'Yetzir Bizet. Whereas because sometimes you start a minyan, you don't know if they're going to get in time to Krishma, right? You go to a minyan, like let's say nowadays, right? You have these shuls that start 8:45, right? So yesterday I think was like 9:15, something like that, 9:17. That's at least my degra. So you don't know if they're going to make it. How quick they're davening onku? So you should be mechaven then to be yaitzah Krishma, right? Okay, that was Shabbos, but let's talk about even during the week. So the Mishnah Berurah over there quotes a Dagal Mavava and a Rav Kiva Eger. Ayin b'Dagal Mavava, v'chein b'chadush Rav Kiva Eger, shekasu de'bechoil lo yechavon latzeis, el imkein haniach tefillin mekoydem. The kol ha'koyre shema b'loy tefillin, ki ilu meyid edus sheker ba'atzmai. Now, the Mishavur quotes it b'shem Dagal Mavava and the Rav Kiva Eger. To me, it seems there's a shtickle difference. Again, I don't know if this printing will have, I don't think it has this. The Kivegi is quoting is what's called the Tfus Johannesburg. Right, Kiyadua, Rabbi Kiveger's children printed in Orachaim Yodea over 2,000 Marmakoimis Chedushim that are not in the regular Shulchan Aruchs in Johannesburg. So remember, as a kid, when we were learning Pesachim, with Rabbi Kiveger's Kash calling this Rofin over there, the Prime brings it. So, So the Rebbe in high school said, this is a tfus, it's not in the regular of Kivega, it's in tfus Johannesburg. Many Gedolim used to use, including the Mishmur, it seems, Reb Chaim. And it always bothered me, how did Reb Kivega's sons end up in Johannesburg in South Africa, especially, really, not too many Jews moved there till the 1880s, I believe. So then I realized Johannesburg is not South Africa, it's called for Johannesburg, Prussia, Germany, right? It was Germany. One of his sons went to Germany and printed there. There's a big difference. In the Dagal Mavava, the Lashon is as following. Dagal Mavava, let's just find it in these new Shulchan Aruchs. Here it is. Miu imadayin lo iniach tefillin vada lo yechavan atzais ki akar krishra b'lo tefillin made edus sheker. So the Agamav says, he says he shouldn't be mechavan to be yaitza. Meaning he's saying is, he should put on the tefillin. Right? He should put on tefillin. Kiveger doesn't say it exactly that way. As far as I remember, Kiveger talks about, he says, to make a t'nai. You should make a t'nai. If I'm going to make it in time, fine. If not, then I'll wear it then later on. In Rav Kiveger, it's mashra, and he says it's mashra because of Rav Haigon, because he wants the brachas to go on the mitzvah of Krishna, right? And there he says, and therefore, right, if you're going to do it right now, so you might as well put on the tefillin. But he doesn't seem to say it's a problem of putting on the tefillin. The Dagam of Avis Mashra, it's a problem by Yim Yoitzik, it's a problem. Not like the Ramah Mefano again, not like the Chayzim Ulublit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in a few places seem to go with this Simin Samach Vav Sif Katan Mem. It's talking about someone who doesn't have tefillin. So the Magen Avraham, it's a Magen Avraham Shaila. I'll read you the Magen Avraham first. So now the question is, let's say a person didn't have tefillin and he's in the middle of davening. This is what the Magen Avraham goes on. Tzarech Iyan. Mi she'ein lo tefillin. Because he doesn't have it with him, obviously. Im toiv yaitse spal metziba b'lo tefillin, she didavu et ziba with tefillin, right? Ol mutav she yis'akev acha atfil ziba, lahashal tefillin mechaver kadei she yikra krishma v'yispalel betfillin. So he brings a raya, and then he says, b'pashtas, he says, that the din is that tefillin is more important with Krishna. So he says the mutav lespal betfillin lespal matzibor. It's more important to daven with tefillin to daven than to say to daven with a tzibor. You know, that's a person doesn't have tefillin, right? Lots of times you forget your tefillin, you come to shul, you're going to miss a minyan. He says zenachrami, miss the minyan and put on tefillin later, right? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you have to go ahead and wear tefillin. In other words, the best way brings the Kivega, like those people that are mechavin, like a lot of people say kabanas, and then they put on tefillin, right? They come in, they're saying kabanas, they're not ready, they put, you know, people are saying kabanas. So Mishnah Berurah is saying is you should put on, if you're worried you could come late, say the Baruch Shem, and say the Krishna, and be mechavin with the tefillin. Thank you, Mishnah. So let's look at the Rambam Hilchas tefillin. Afa pisha mitzvasa lafshin kol ha-yayim, B'shas tefila yaisa min hakol. Yeah? B'shas tefila yaisa min hakol. Amu chachamim, kol akar krishra b'loi tefillin ki'ilu meidei d'sheka batzwa. How does that come to tefila? Rambam's calling it tefila. Now, there is a chazal that says that krishma is a form of tefila. It's not a gemara. It's a chazal azoya that's quoted by Chayinim. Not on this, stam. Okay, whatever. First of all, where's the Rambam bring this halacha, Dovi? In Hilchas Tefillin. He doesn't bring in Hilchas Krishma. And he seems to learn from there. And he brings out Gemara, which has to do with Krishma. If you look at the Rambam, and we know that the Gemara says like this. The Gemara in the fifth pack of Brachas. Let's just look at the Gemara for a second. Gemara says like this, that the Gemara talks about Asul Amalus Adam Piv Va'ilam Azeh, right? That you're not, that's what Gemara talks about. Gilu Berada, right? So the Gemara says, Abaye Avi Yosef Kameh the Rabbah, Chazir Kabadach Tuma. He saw that he was very happy, there was, you know, that's me, Chasish, I'm joking. It looked Yosef Medai, Rashi says, Venira Kapirik Oil. Some of Gilu Rada Ksef, so Rabbi told him, it says Begil Berada, right? You'd be happy, but it has to be with fear. Amalei, I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. So Rashi learns, Vehem Eidus Shemam Shalas Koini Umesharsi Alai. That's what I. In the Rambam, when he brings this, he says like this. Rambam ends that says a loshin that when a person has tefillin b'roshay, tefillin b'zroya, so it's a guarantee that he won't do anything wrong. The tefillin themselves protect a person. Or it's not tefillin manachna, right? Not the pshat I'm showing that I'm mekabel or, but the tefillin themselves go ahead and prevent a person from doing something wrong. That's Rambam's lashon. I wish I could find the lashon if you the lashon right now. Oh, so the Rambam seems to be saying that if a person is doing something like tefillah and Krishna that he's learning, the pshat is that he's showing that he's being mekabel omach shemayim, and the way to be mekabel shemayim is by the tefillin themselves go ahead and give a person omach shemayim. In other words, he's being in, what's tefillah? Tefillah is avdus, right? If you have this, in other words, eved, how does an eved know that he reminds the adam put something on him? Choisim al brischa shechasamta befsareinu, right? So the bris is the choisim of the eved. Right, like it says, "Eved yotze bechoysim shal bigdoy." On Shabbos, he can wear. It's like a brand, you know, like you brand a cow, lahavdil, right? That you know who's got. So also, person has to realize he's an eved. So, eved Hashem, the tefillin. So when you're doing something, which the thing is, which the thing itself is being eved Hashem, being malchus, how could you not put on tefillin in such a situation? In other words, it's halacha that the tefillin should be worn at this time. That's what he says. But in a Chanami, the fact that the Rambam puts in Hilchas Tefillin, meaning that according to the Rambam, that one has to put on, it's not a pshat, you put on Tefillin any time. Like the Chayzer learning, like the Alfasi Zuta, you can put on the Tefillin later on. The Rambam's Lashon, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedoyli, Shekol Zman Shet Tefillin, Reisha Shalad V'Azroya, Hu Anav V'Yarei, ve'ena nimshach beschoik ubesicha betela ve'ena mahara machshavas rose el mafana libo ledivre emes vatzedek. And when the tefillin itself has a segula that does these things to you, lefikach tzarech adam l'shtadel liyais alav kol ayoyim shemitzvas and kachi. That's where you should put on, the person should really, our minigas usually don't do it for different reasons, but if you look at the lach chavav that we did, afapi shemitzin lav shekol yoyim, right? B'shas tefillah, yaisim in a karl. And that's what a person has to do. It should be on him. So b'shas tefillah, where a person's in heaven, avada, he should have this thing that, you know, it's what happens by tefillah. By tefillah, you're supposed to really concentrate the b'nei shalaylam. The tefillah will do it for you. You don't have the mahar b'machshav esroos and so forth. Right? He says, let's just finish up. El mafana l'divrei emes v'atzedek, l'fikach tzach adam l'shtal l'yasel av kol yam shetzal sukachi. Amru lov al rav, Talmud Rabbeinu Kodesh was an unusual Rambam quote, Moira Tana, Shekol Yom of Laruo Shaholach Arba Amos Beloit Torah Beloit Tzitzis Beloit Filin. Rambam's saying is that not only the pshat is that he got mitzvahs, but these are the mitzvahs, Arba Amos Beloit Torah. In Avestor Abnosin, so it says over there, call, and last week's parsha, anybody who's Isaac Betaira, he says, is Matzila Memenu Machshavas Hirure Machshavas Nos Machshavas this. You know, it's the Koyachat Torah. See, it's the Rambam saying that's the Koyachat Tefillin too. So it's a Lachin Tefillin. You know, you should put on the Tefillin all day in order to make you more Makushin Turbayne Shalaylam. Right? That's it. So he says, a Mela by Krishma, which is Kabbal Sam Shrem and Tefillah, which being an Eved Avada, the tefillin should be implemented then. So it's not, or it's clear from the Rambam, like Dovi said, it's not the pshat is that you go ahead and you put on the tefillin. You did Krishma and you said tefillin, you didn't put on tefillin. No, it should be on at that same time. And that could be also pshat. Magen Avraham brings Taka Zoya that you should be wearing tzitzis at the time of Krishma. According to Rambam, it's very mavur. Ramam Bapana says, tzitzis, yeah, you don't wait for the Dalai conference. You're right, but put on Dalai conference that you should have that zgul of tzitzis. Isim isim uzchartem v'isim kadoshim lalakeichem. You see the end of tzitzis, right? Tzitzis, sof kol sof. Right? Where do we learn out Esa Dechaloisase from? Tzitzis. Why tzitzis? Because tzitzis incorporates all the mitzvahs of Torah, like Rashi says, all the ramazim. Why is that? Because tzitzis is supposed to be a choisim of the melech to remind the person that is tayag. We unfortunately don't live, you know, we don't think about these things. But that's what the tzitzis are. So Mimela comes out according to this, that avada, one should be trying to be makbit to have tefillin on before Zman, you know, during Zman Krishna. Okay, good. That's a different problem. What the Rashi said, Rashi not that way. I'm not denying. I don't know.
In Hilchos Tefillin in Sif Beis, Mechaber says Misha who saw here Betalis Katan, because this was when it was becoming developed already. Yul Beshenu, the Aniach Tefillin Beis, so the Yehil of Lovish Betzitzis
to go to the shul that way.
Right, that's good. So you already know, say, being having a Betzitzis and Tefillin.
Right, but especially by Zman Krishma, the Rambam says.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.